What's up, my fitness family? Brent Casman here with BKPT. What's up? So today I got a topic for you on what is agility and can I improve it? And this is actually a pretty interesting question because there is not a year that goes by, season that goes by, that parents, kids, athletes don't contact me and ask me, hey, are you able to help me get faster? Or are you able to help me get more agile? Which is two completely different things. And guess what? I'm gonna explain them both to you. So if you haven't subscribed, subscribe, mash that notification bell. That way you're notified as all the newest content is coming up. So this is a great topic. And it's important to understand the differences because there's lots of variables that kind of go into this type of stuff. So agility is your ability to change directions quickly. And then speed is how fast you can go from point A to point B. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are fast, you know, and you'll see people on the football field or soccer field or, you know, in many different athletic platforms where someone's running and they make a move and you see someone go whoop right by them. And you're like, you know, usually it's on ESPN, it's a highlight, and everybody points, laughs, and makes fun of that person. And that's the difference. They were coming at him full force, full speed. And then the offensive person was using agility to get around him. So there is ways to get faster, more agile, stronger, powerful, all those types of things. But it's kind of in unison. So you don't want to just specifically work on one thing the whole time. So you don't want to sit there and just work on, you know, your ability to change directions and that's it. And you don't want to work on just your 40-yard dash out of the gate and trying to get fast. And you don't want to just work on your strength portion of it and just getting stronger, especially if you're an athlete, because, you know, if you're a power lifter, it's one whole, you know, another scenario. But all of that, those are all key factors. And even off the field, like, you know, hitting cone drills and hitting different drills is different to be physically agile versus cognitively agile also. So, you know, people joke with me all the time, like, oh man, you got those spidey senses, you know, where sometimes like you'll bump something off the table and you reach down and you grab it really fast because you already know that that is falling down and you just need to get your hand underneath it to grab it because it's going to drop that fast. But it's until you go through all of those things so many times in repetition and repetition and repetition, it's how you perform at an elite level. So you're not going to just, you know, snap your fingers or wave the magic wand and get faster and more agile and on the field when practicing off the field and not in real game situations. So all of it is like, you know, spokes on a wheel. You need to all have them all firing to get better in unison. So agility is the ability to change directions fast. You know, you be able to see, you know, a ball coming in the air, change directions, you know, and be able to, you know, adapt and react to that type of situation. You know, speed is, like I said, going fast in one direction, and power is the ability to lift. So you do. So, and that's how I like building my athletic programs, is I'll literally encompass all of that, obviously not the field work at the same time as them lifting, but I'll incorporate all of it literally in the same exact program. So you go from, you know, squatting right to a vert jump, right to, you know, speed step ups, right to, you know, ballistic, you know, jumping and rotating in the air off of one foot, you know, back and forth all the way across the room after, you know, doing walking lunges. So you're building power, strength, you know, heavy weights with the agility work with the sprints. So they're all in unison to make your body and your muscle fibers and your central nervous system and your cognitive ability to be able to do all of those things at the same time. So it's huge, it's important, and all of it goes together. So hopefully You understand the difference between agility, cognitive, and physical, and then also speed, you know, which is quickness, being able to be fast in one linear direction, and then also powerful, like you need all of it. When is too young to start training? When, you know, how, you know, when to start training for these things? You know, these are all huge questions that come up when, you know, clients, parents, you know, athletes come to me and ask me these things. You know, everybody's body physically matures at different levels, but, you know, to get started, you don't need to be maxing out. You just need to be starting to perform so that way you can get better. You know, so don't hold yourself back from not training and not making yourself better and not, you know, being picked on the field for, you know, that specific sport. So there's not an age requirement. It's just a matter of you don't want to be like crushing, you know, all of your growth plates, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you are bettering yourself always, all right? Woo, that was a lot of good information. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, make sure to subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Show me some love. Give me some likes. And hopefully you understand a little bit of differences between agility, speed, and also, you know, how to make yourself better at all of them. All right? My name is Brent Casmer, and I will see you in the next episode.